Justin Bieber has made it onto Drive twice this week. So we were talking about him the other day, weren't we, when he had a bit of a huff. He stormed off stage in Manchester because the fans were screaming at him. He wasn't very impressed. He's on his tour around the UK at the moment. But actually, he obviously got into a slightly better mood because he made a surprise visit to an ice hockey team a little earlier in the week. He chilled out at a practice game with the Manchester Storm. He even scored a goal, apparently. Neil Russell is the general manager of Manchester Storm, joins us now. Hello, Neil.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Anna.
How are you? You good?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
What kind of mood was Justin Bieber in? Was he friendly? Did he take a strop with anyone?
I have to be honest with you. I mean, I did read and hear a lot of the reports about a few of his gigs in Manchester, maybe not going down overly well with fans. He was nothing but polite, mannerly, and respectful during his time here with the Manchester Storm the other evening. And I think certainly from speaking to the security guys and what have you, I mean, he sees ice hockey as a release for him to get away and get away from the pressures of touring and what have you. And he was a gentleman throughout the hour or so that he was here at the rink.
So how did he happen across you lot then? How did he turn up to practice?
It was one of those things, I suppose, a bit of fortune in it. A few phone calls here, a few emails there, and before we know it, we're in contact with his PA. And I knew that obviously he, whenever he goes on tour, he likes to skate and what have you. And I saw a video from, I think, roughly around a month ago where he skated with one of the teams in Munich. So I knew that, as I say, he was keen to do that type of thing whilst on tour. He brings all his skates, his pads, his sticks on tour with him. So, yeah, we got in contact, and the PA said that he was keen to come along and skate with us. And skate with us he did, and, he had a great time with it.
So did he get involved in a proper practice? Actually, I'm wondering if Neil's gone then. It sounded like that line clicked off. Can you still hear me, Neil?
I've still got your line clear.
Ah, good, good. It sounded like the background music went. Did he get involved in a proper practice then, or did he just throw the thing into disarray with everybody having selfies with him and trying to get him to sing?
Well, that was one of the things. I mean, there was one photograph allowed, and that was the photograph that you've probably seen on social media right at the end. That was one of the things that was asked not to ask for a lot of selfies. I'm sure the guy is inundated with that. So
I was more worried about your training, actually, Neil, that you wouldn't get a proper session in if he was in the middle of it.
Our guys, listen, our guys practice in the morning time. So we actually ended up bringing the guys back to the rink. We had about an hour's notice that he was coming, and got all the guys back down to the rink, got them all suited up and back out on the ice. And yeah, it was more of a game than a practice session. So which he absolutely loved. And, you know, a lot of our players, the Manchester Storm players, a lot of them are Canadians as well. That's obviously where Justin Bieber's from. So they were able to chat about things from back home. So I think that made him feel relaxed as well in our environment here with the Storm.
Yeah, and he was decent with the stick?
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen the video as well. He scored a beautiful goal during the practice session. So it seems to have gone viral as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's good, and you know, again, from speaking to some of his people, he's obviously skated as a young guy and loves the sport. So, he's certainly got good skating ability and got good hands as well. So
He liked you because he went for a pint with you afterwards, didn't he?
He did. He did. Very, very generous of him. Invited us out after the practice session. So the guys... the guys all went up to a local bar here in Altrincham, and it was quite quiet whenever we all arrived in. But inside about half an hour, I think, as word started to spread, I wouldn't say it descended into pandemonium, but there was certainly a big crowd that appeared in the bar and outside.
I hope he got around in.
Say that again, sorry.
I hope he got around in.
Absolutely. Absolutely, he did. He did. He was very generous with the guys. So, yeah, I think it was a bit of home from home for him as well, with, as I say, a lot of the Canadian guys on the Manchester Storm team. So, it was a very successful night, I have to say.
Sounds like fun. Thank you for telling us about it, Neil. Neil Russell, General Manager of Manchester Storm.
Those guys now will always be able to say I played ice hockey with Justin Bieber. 28 years ago, I went swimming with Tom Robinson. Now, admittedly, he doesn't know about it because I was just behind him in the lane. But I'm thinking of activities with not golf when you've paid to go around a golf with a famous person. Just when have you done something? When have you done an activity with somebody famous?
When I was very small, we'd gone on holiday to Hayling Island and Brian Jacks was doing a judo demonstration. Because I was very small, I got pulled out of the crowd and swung around by my collar by Brian Jacks.
Yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
Activities with famous
people. He won the fight.
85058 at BBC 5 Live. Lost, come on, drive.